Hey everyone, welcome to the first episode of Stephen's Week in 2019. Happy New Year. I hope you have a fantastic time ahead of you. I hope you had some great time with your family during the holidays. And thank you for watching this first episode of 2019. Welcome to the new show. There was interesting news from Apple this week. Apple opened up its iTunes and AirPlay system to Samsung. And this is new because Apple always used to use its own ecosystem. Now they're opening it up. You can wonder why. I think one of the reasons is that if you look at the iPhone sales, it's stagnating. And the growth that Apple is seeking is through their services and other platforms. And of course, if you want to make a lot of money with that, you need to reach a lot of people. So I think it's smart so that they're opening up to other platforms. And it's interesting to see how it will work, this partnership between Samsung and Apple. But I think it's a smart move to increase their revenues on services. This week's it's CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. One of the hot topics is smart home and artificial intelligence. And what you see is that, you know, AI is now part of everything. You cannot buy a kitchen machine anymore that doesn't have AI and machine learning algorithms in it. So it's really fun to see how that is going. But it's part of, you know, the home of the future. And the fun thing is you will not have to buy something separately. It's going to be part of anything that you buy. Of course, everything will be voice enabled. So Alexa and Google are moving into every kind of equipment in your house. What is also becoming clear is that voice by itself is not enough, and the voice plus screen interface is increasing in importance and will play a vital role in the home of the future. Audi and Disney have announced a partnership. It's a content partnership. It's a partnership for a world of connected and driverless cars. And the idea is that the car of the future will be more of an entertainment center sometimes as it's driving by itself. And Disney and Audi are partnering together, and Disney will make sure that there's top state-of-the-art content in Audis, maybe with VR experiences, and they're announcing this at CES this week. As you know, AI can be used to improve customer experience, but it can also help companies to protect their assets. Like Netflix and Spotify, one of the issues is that people share the accounts, and like in university campuses, that is one of the peak places to share accounts. Or even worse, some people are selling accounts of Netflix on the internet to multiple users to make money from that. Well, companies like Netflix are now using an algorithm that protects them from that. The algorithm will detect that something is wrong, and if the situation is really bad, they will block the account. If it's a little bit less harmless, like sharing it with a family member, they will push that person to upgrade their account to a premium account. By now, it's becoming clear that the Amazon Go stores are a real hit. They got 9 of those stores now in the US. The plan is to open thousands of them in the next few years. And financial analysts are calculating that if they actually achieve reaching thousands of those stores, that this could be a multi-billion dollar project for Amazon. They calculate that by 2022, they could reach like a revenue of $4.5 billion. And the reason of success is very simple. It's user convenience. They actually took out everything that people hate about shopping, the waiting in line, the hustling, and the fact that you can just walk in, you take what you want, and you walk out. It's increasing convenience like crazy, and that is the secret of their success. So guys, this was the first weekly of 2019. I hope you enjoyed it. Please share it with your friends and colleagues. Please subscribe to the channel, and I hope to see you again next week. Bye-bye.